Right now, I've told all the teams that have inquired about number four pick that we're just going to listen for now, take notes, and see what they think is the value of number four. We value that very highly, obviously, ourselves. We know there's a great prospect available there. That's going to be 2-3 years away, or maybe even more, before they can make an impact on our team. We want to keep getting better as a team. We had an exciting year, but still disappointing at the end. But we'll gather that information around the league and see what the value is. And, you know, if we don't think it's as much as making the pick, then we'll make the pick.
You can and you will. You can and you will. He looks at you, and I think you give him what he wants.
I hope these are Zoom calls.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I want you have to see his face
when
he's talking. You can't not appreciate the importance of sort of human dynamics. Just knowing how to get people to sign on the line, which is dotted. I'm optimistic here about this guy. Feels like he has some good traits. Alex Tuch did all right. We talked about him for about a year. What's the future going to hold? The Sabres got good, and in the process had a small fleet of young players where you might have felt at peace with losing Tuch in free agency. As it went on, it seemed more likely that that would happen, and now it's over. Washington, 8 times 10.5, $84 million. So he just made $84 million today.
Yeah. I thought he'd, well, I shouldn't, I'm about to say I thought he'd do better than that, but that was on a presumed 7-year deal once you got past July 1st. I guess that, you know, really 11 by 7 or 11 and a half or even 12 by 7 is not that far off of what he ended up with, because he got the 8 years. So the 10 and a half is probably going to work out just fine for him. And I want to, like, they two days in a row with Washington. I mean, they are, I assume, leaning into, we'll get one more year of Ovechkin here and let's make it count. Because Kyrou is, to me, off a down year still. A 30 goal, like, that's a top line player. And Tuch certainly, I think, for the short term can still be that. So they've remade their top end here pretty quickly, Washington. And I'm already sort of, I don't know, I'm not depressed, okay? But, like, I'm starting to feel more and more like they probably aren't going to do everything. They're probably not going to be able to find their way to replacing Tuch with a veteran and Byram with a veteran. Yeah, maybe that's still out there. I don't know. But, and I feel already kind of bad about that. Like, because that's what I wanted to see happen.
You wanted one of them at least to turn into somebody else.
I thought Byram for Knives, right? Turn Byram into your Tuch replacement and then go find a defenseman. I've got one problem. Now I've got two. I mean, I have the fourth pick in the draft, and that is a tremendous asset. But I don't feel like the fourth pick in the draft is worth the fourth pick in the draft to a team that should be trying to win the Stanley Cup, if that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I it's just not as valuable to me, looking at it, as you would look at it objectively. It's the fourth pick in the draft. I'll probably get a very good, maybe the great top line, top pair player there. Okay, when's he going to help me win the Stanley Cup? When Tage Thompson ages out? Like when is it going to happen? I mean, that's an exaggeration. He's got a lot of years left still. But I need something now. And now I need two somethings. And I'm going to end up just going, okay, well, maybe Helenius can do it. Okay. And I didn't want to end up there. That could still work, and I got to remember that, but I'm already sort of rationalizing, like, well, that could work, and we haven't even gotten to the draft, and I'm sort of feeling, this is the, maybe the old Sabres creeping, and I need you to talk Kekalainen up some more to get me back into, like, okay, they could still do something really huge here.
How much more can I say?
I know.
I'm already...
I need the whole speech again, I guess, eventually. Not right now. It's okay.
I've said a lot.
I'm just reluctant to, like, take a victory lap with Kekalainen for trading Byram away and getting a third round pick in a sign and trade for Tuck. I'm not trying to be impatient. It's just that I feel like I'm seeing the horizon a little bit more now, and I don't know. It might be hard to do both things.
It's not a win until it's a win. It's not a
right
success until you get something, what you're saying, get something more out of it for the present. I mean, I think the upside case you would not need to have explained to you. It's that your young forwards can do the job, and that even perhaps Tuck hit a wall. I mean, I'm not going to root against the guy, but I'm very curious to see how many good years he still has. I think they were both, Tuck and Byram, excellent against Boston and not excellent against the Canadiens.
Totally agree.
And the last image I have of Tuck is him getting walked at the game I was at in game five by Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the goal that basically made it Montreal's game. Not that that's fair to Tuck. I mean, he had many great moments for the Sabres, but not in that series. So that you can believe that, I think it's plausible that they have enough up front with somebody else will come in. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever that is. I don't mean by the fourth pick. And then defensively, they make it work with their big three and can get by replacing a player who was uneven. You know, I think that's not too harsh when it comes to Byram. So
I think it is for last year. I don't think he was uneven at all. I mean, I think he had every bit as much to do with what they did from that blue line as the other three guys.
Okay.
So I think his career has been uneven. But
well, he's the fourth best of them.
Yeah, I agree. But that doesn't make him easy to replace. So I just don't know where they're gonna find that guy. I trust that they will find a guy. I'm sure they know that they don't have a replacement in-house. They would have known that when they made this trade. So I'm sure they're working on stuff. I'm sort of starting to feel like I'm going to just be with, okay, which one of the kids is going to score 30 goals this year? And I didn't want to end up there. I wanted to end up that where if one of the kids is ready to score 30 goals, then I got to make room for him. Okay, I'll react to that. But I don't think it's a plan to say one of them is going to break through like that, because we just don't know. You can't know. I mean, you can love the skill sets and love the chemistry or whatever it is, but you just don't know that they're going to be hold up to it. I mean, none of them. Kulik hasn't played in a year almost, and Osland and Hellenius both hardly proved that they are up to 3 to 4 games a week in the NHL. I mean, they looked good in very small samples. And that, to me, that's not proof enough to say I can count on it, you know? And I know, like, nothing in sports is for certain. Oh, there's a lot of speculation that comes with it. But I feel like I just don't know. I don't really know yet what I've got there. I've got – it's exciting. There's potential. And it could all be fine. But I'm just a little leery of ending up on, all right, let the 20-year-olds do it.
They did add a defenseman in the Byram trade.
That's right.
Louis Crevier.
I think he's a nice, I think, third pair guy, I think. Did play some top four last year. Chad even mentioned, like, maybe they end up there. That's also, to me, very risky. But I'm interested to see what he looks like. For anybody who's getting lost in the idea of having 6'8 Crevier and 6'7 Logan Stanley, you should be reminded Stanley is a free agent, and I don't think he's in the plans.
Stanley's up. Shen is out.
Yep.
Metsä is still here. Timmins is still here.
Yep.
And now Crevier, 25, a young 25.
Yep.
6'8".
Big shot 100-mile-an-hour, the most 100-mile-an-hour shots in the league this year, I think I read.
Does he have to hit the net for those to count?
Great question.
Can I just shoot it at the boards, final 10 seconds of a game and get credit for 100-mile-an-hour
I feel like
shot?
I wonder. 100-mile-an-hour shots don't maybe have to be 100-mile-an-hour shots on goal. Because that's not how they're phrased, and I don't want to assume that it means that they were on goal.
Still good, though.
Still good. It's a weapon.
It's a weapon. Bisons lose in Iowa, 18-11. Wow. To score 11 and get blown out.
Right.
But before I knew that, I was eager to bring up the Bisons because last night they won a game that they trailed after 8.
Oh, look at that.
Tied it in the 9th, won it in the 10th. Also a high-scoring game, but momentum, I guess, didn't really help. Whatever the good vibes were after coming back to win,
yeah,
didn't really help them carry through today. Shockingly, that didn't really work.
It's too bad.
So, 18-11 Iowa today. Paul Hamilton coming up at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.